comprehensive, wasn't it? I mean, the sending off didn't help them, but you were already on top at that stage in any case.
Yeah, I thought the start of the game were pretty outstanding and played with, you know, plenty of tempo, which they struggled with. And that was the plan, you know. We needed to play high-intensity rugby and see if they could stand up to it, and they didn't. And as you so rightly said, it's, the sending off did have an impact on them, but, you know, I think the game was probably... We were well in control of the game by then. So, yeah, relieved, and you know, it's ticked another week off, and we get to go around to the semi-finals again. But, you know, I was a little bit disappointed how we finished the game, and I've just expressed my discontent in the changing room with the boys. But, hey, we've won, and that's the most important thing, at play of football, isn't it?
It is, and I suppose you're referring to one or two of the tries that were sloppy towards the back end of the game.
Yeah, and soft, and that's a mentality, and that's something we've been working really hard on. And last week, defensively, we were outstanding, and yet to give two or three sloppy tries, soft tries, we're going to have a bit more, you know, a bit more pride in his defence. And I know it's tough in games like this when you're so far in control, but we were running 86% in the first half. That's why we made it easy for ourselves. In the second half... 47%, so that's why it made it a little bit harder. But yeah, you know, but we got the result, and we're in the semi-final, and you know, we've got a smile on our face at this moment in time.
I'm going to say it's pretty good to rack up 50 odd points in a playoff game. I mean, that must give them an awful lot of confidence.
Yeah, and we spoke about this before the game. We need to get the momentum going, and last week we didn't. We didn't have any momentum. You know, defensively we were great. Today we had a bit more momentum about us, and we looked a little bit clinical at times, and we played some great football. We've got some great tries. We've just got to put it all together now, and offence and defence, and if we can do that, then again, we're in good shape, and we'll take some beating.
Featherstone next, then. That is a challenge.
Yeah, looking forward to it. You know, we went to Featherstone a number of weeks ago and came away with a great result, and we need to do it again. And you know, they're going to be tough. You know, they finished second in the competition, so you know, it's going to be a physical battle. And you know, we want to get to a grand final, and you know, we've got us end of season awards this week, but there'll be a no drinking element to it for the first time in lots of years. And we're looking forward to the game on Sunday.
Well, it's interesting you say Sunday. There is a suspicion that this game might be played on Friday at Featherstone's request. So does that pose a problem for you?
Oh, we won't accept that. At the end of the day, is that, you know, we've had a quick turnaround. We've played Sunday. They've had a week off. So why would I want to play on a Friday night? I won't. You know, as so right has been stood out all year, is that the Rugby League didn't make Rochdale come to us in midweek, so why would anybody expect us to go after 5 days and play at Featherstone in midweek, as far as I'm concerned? So the game for us will be Sunday, and we won't be accepting the invitation to play Friday.
Is there, you know, do discussions have to take place here? How will all this get nailed down so that the date is in black and white?
Well, the Featherstone has... I'll say a date, we'll either agree or not. If it's Friday, we won't agree, and then it'll go to the Rugby League, and you know, if they've got anything about them, then they'll stick to what they did with Rochdale, as far as I'm concerned, which they cannot expect them to travel through the week.